I don't know. Apple
No,
sure doesn't. They go, what, didn't Apple go from like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to X or something? Stupid Apple.
no, that's Twitter.
Oh, they did go to X too. All right. Speaking of X, y'all ready to do the show?
No, that didn't work. Didn't work. Good job. Started talking before you finished thinking.
Yeah. Somebody play some tumbleweed or something.
What's up, Who Dat Nation? And welcome to the Dome Patrol Podcast.
Yay, what's up, Who Dat Nation? Thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol Podcast, the official Saints podcast of the Fans First Sports Network. I'm your host, Jeff, and let's see what's going on in the NFL today. The new salary cap ceiling was officially announced on Friday, and the new cap is $255.4 million, which is an increase of $30.6 million from 2023, which is $10 million more than was expected. Great news for the Saints, because that means we're now only a measly $32.6 million over the cap, if I'm not mistaken. We have until March 13th to balance the books. So today, we're on this episode, we're going to play Fantasy GM, where Wesley, Jason, and James are going to determine which restructures, releases, pay cuts, or whatever they expect or would like to see that will help the Saints free up enough space to sign a free agent or two, maybe make a draft pick. And so with that, we will put our seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times. Enjoy the show. First question to all of you is, how shocked or not shocked were you at how high the cap is going to be or is now?
I mean, with weed legal everywhere, I guess I'm not too surprised because everybody's high these days.
Oh, there you go.
It is the largest increase in history, which is awesome. And honestly, I think that they're maybe predicting early on that the 2025 cap could beat this increase and be more than $30 million. There's tons and tons of money rolling into the NFL. Some of the contracts and stuff, but this just shows like the NFL is making money hands over fist.
Yeah. It is kind of wild because it did seem like, I know there was a time where people were like anti-NFL for whatever reason.
Oh,
but
because
this,
of the kneeling?
The kneeling or whatever else they're doing. But now it seems
I
like,
I guess all those people are back.
Well, of course. Well, some would say they never left, but it just seems
did
like
you
it,
say,
was
wait,
even,
Jeff,
it was
did
even
you say
bigger.
Back?
Yeah.
My knee, my back, my and my crack.
It just, it seemed like every, like the ratings every week, like, oh, this is the biggest rating we've ever had. Like they were, it was bigger than ever.
Yeah.
Is this a post COVID?
Was the biggest
thing,
Super Bowl, most watched TV event since the Queen's
the Taylor
landing.
Swift effect?
So my question on the Super Bowl, I'm sure it was a very big, well-watched Super Bowl, but I think that over the last few years, they've increased the ability to track streaming. So I think that probably there was a few years with the Super Bowl where all they were able to track was what was being watched on cable. They weren't tracking the streaming at the time. I don't think they had that.
Well,
so,
that's because now all the TVs have the ability to watch back. So in the past, it was one TV. You might have had 20 people yep. watching, but they didn't. They counted it as one. Now, since the TV can see you, the AI counts all the people in the room.
Ah, aha. I just kind of thought, hey, look, that Nickelodeon broadcast has really put them over the edge.
Well, that contributed to it, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, we can't finish this conversation without at least bringing up Taylor Swift and all her fans watching the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's already been brought up.
Well, I mean, but even, you know, like that doesn't determine the cap per se, but it's like, where did this
no,
extra money from? Like
deals,
like,
it's the
I, like,
casino
I know they
deals.
Had the Amazon, but yeah. What other money goes directly? All the agreements with like DraftKings.
Yeah, I think it's all of that. I mean, it's the international series.
I think probably. That the fact that they're actually leaning into the gambling stuff now is for sure going to keep increasing money
and suspending players.
I don't think
and fixing games.
They're not even close to the amount of money they actually can make in the international stuff. And I think they're showing that they're going to increase it. We're going to have games in South America and in a few different places. So think, and we're still going to step into, there's going to be a permanent team somewhere else. I mean, in another country.
God, I just don't know how the logistics
The
work for
only way
that.
I see that, yeah,
It's
logistically
going to be
working
so
will
much
have to
money,
be
they don't care.
Mexico or Canada.
I think it's going to be one game a week is going to
Too, buddy.
be outside of the US.
Wait,
I think that's
y'all
where
don't
it's going
think
to
the
head to.
y'all don't think Qatar is going to buy a team?
I
Ugh.
mean, money does talk,
They're like,
so.
here's $10 billion a year. We're gonna have an NFL football team.
I mean, look, that's what we've talked about it. The PIF is buying golf, buying tennis, buying
Yeah, yes,
soccer.
exactly.
There's just so much money. If they
What
wanted to
would
offer
Qatar's mascot be?
one of the worms from Dune,
The worms from
wait,
Beetlejuice?
it's not a camel. Is
The
that just
popcorn
the only thing
camel,
you
the
bring there?
camel, Qatar camels.
Yeah.
All right. We're supposed to be talking about salary cap here. Okay, so
Yeah.
some of the moves the Saints already made, I guess, to get us to minus 32 is, or plus 32, is converting Nathan Shepherd's contract, restructuring Derek Carr. That was a $23 million move. Eric McCoy restructured, adding a
For
void
Anderson.
year, and
For
Marshawn
Anderson, yeah.
Lattimore's temporary restructure, which gives them the option to trade him, or I mean, either way, he gets paid, right? And but still, we save $11 million on the cap. So,
Anderson.
they did Granderson already.
Yeah, they did him
Yep.
today or
Did
yesterday.
him
I forget.
Sunday, I think it was, wasn't it?
Okay. What impact did that have? Because that'll change the 30 million.
It saved.
Freed
I
up
think it
7 million, I
seven.
think.
Yeah.
Seven. So
Seven or
34
seven point
minus.
two million, something like that. Yeah.
Right. So did that get us to the 32 over, or did that actually get us under?
No. That's got us. We were at 39. We're now at 32.
Okay. 32.
So
Okay.
we're still over. We still got some work to do.
Carl
Yeah.
Granderson saving us the
But
Manderson.
the big discourse was, of course, all the national people were like, yeah, the Saints are still stuck in cap hell. How do they do it? They keep doing it. And then the Saints Twitter was like, yeah, fuck you. You know, we can do it. We can do it. But it's
Dude, 30 something million is nothing for the Saints.
right, but it's also, but they're pissing on the on like it's kind of like there's a middle ground here. Like yes, the Saints structure their contracts to be able to do this and it can work, but when you draft poorly, it just limits your flexibility in terms of being able to sign somebody. Now, I know that it hasn't necessarily stopped the Saints from identifying someone and being able to sign them. I mean, they do structure their contracts in a way, so it can work. But there's also the other side of it. The accountant in me is like, yeah, it's fine. It works. I don't like having dead money on aging players. And you kind of constrain yourself to having to extend players that we really shouldn't be reworking their deals. Like, we shouldn't
But
rework Cam Jordan's deal. We
right,
shouldn't
but
rework these
what
older
it
guys.
tells
But
me they're doing
use.
though is they're amortizing, right, their assets, and they probably walk into their strategy must be that it's like a certain amount of our a certain percent of our budget is dead money, and it's just that, so they might not be operating an active roster of 255 million. They're like, oh, well, we'll operate an active roster of 235 million, where 20 million is going to be for back
Right.
contracts.
But
It's just I
we
that's
can't
an
we can't
IOU. That's as good as $1 million.
we can't say that we don't like the dead money when we're not going to say that we really like and benefit from underpaying players. So like Derek Carr's cap hit is going to be $13 million next year. And he's,
Yep.
whether you like him or not, he is a $33 million quarterback. Well, it's just like, so when we say that we sign somebody to a 4-year, $100 million deal, and then we end up paying them $100 million over 5 years, and they just don't play for us the 5th year. Like, for the 4 years, it worked.
I mean, I wouldn't. It's questionable on whether it's working with him,
No.
but then you're having to pay $20 million for him when he's gone for a shitty quarterback who's gone. It's like it just doesn't.
Right,
It just feel. It
but
just feels dirty.
if you paid him $13 million a year while he's here, it's worth it to pay $20 million the year after he's gone.
I mean, maybe. Look,
Is
they've
there
been
a
able.
way? Hold on. Is there a way? Because we've done through this every time we talk about it. So
We've I think so. I think so.
is there a way? Let's say you defer, right, that big $20 million balloon payment on a player till a year after they've retired or they moved on.
They're
Is there
called
a
ghost
way
years.
to pay that or diminish that hit on the cap on the other end of the contract? Like, is there a way to convert that to a bonus or?
No,
We had.
once they actually are gone, It all catches up.
It what?
Like you can it all has like to a catch 4 year up, long restructure. If they retire 1 year later, it's no longer a 4 year restructure. It's now it's just turns it to a 2 year. Right to, you yeah, yeah, it all comes
right,
back.
Right. I think basically like once they're gone, I think you have 2 years to get rid of it. So you can space it over correct. 2 years, but that's well, it.
Unless you and trade them and you can actually trade the contract with them.
Well, but you still take some kind of hit.
Yeah, that's why we did the stuff where we took with Breeze and Jenkins and basically lowered their cap hit to a veteran minimum, and then they retired a month later. So it got to divide it over 2 years and bring down to the minimum. Now, we still owed them the other $20 million. We just didn't owe it to them right then and there that year.
I mean, the one positive is that it showed, look, Gale's willing to spend. Like, they look at the actual cash going out of the building. The Saints are, like, top three or four. So we spend on players. We're not scared of spending.
So
we just haven't necessarily spent wisely. Like, the people we extended and their draft picks haven't been great. And that's going to kill any team. So
that's just it, right? The strategy we've employed works when you are able to bring in younger performers for minimum salaries and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it worked when you have a 2017 draft. That's right, when it works.
Right.
And a guy also, named Drew Brees.
Right. And then also like it, the fact that it has quote unquote hasn't been working because there is those accusations that are out there on social media right now that, oh, it's caught up with them. Look at their performance. Okay, hold on a minute. Our record the last 2 years has a lot more to do with Pete Carmichael and Dennis Allen than it does the players that we kept on the that we paid. You know what I mean? Like that's to say that it's because of our cap situation is why Pete Carmichael sucks as a coach.
Well, I'll just say our cap strategy has worked just fine. Our drafting strategy and signing free agent strategy has not been great.
Right.
And to be fair, like I get it how because of the way everybody equates those to being the same thing, they are not. I mean, our cap strategy is we don't care if it's 2023 or 2024. We're going to spend most of the money. And I mean, and a great thing, if you go back and look at the Saints cap the last few years with all this talk, the Saints have ended each year carrying over between $4 and $11 million to the next year. We haven't even been maxing out our cap.
Right.
We actually had carryover money
that you didn't get because you didn't have the money to get him. That a player that you wanted.
Okay. So there's one player that we lost because of the money and it fucked us. Malcolm Brown. He was the difference maker in our defensive line, and you could not run on us, and he allowed the edge defenders to still do good, and we had to trade him because he was about to have this $5.5 million salary that we couldn't afford, and the interior of our defensive line has had problems ever since. We never recovered from it. He's the one. People want to bring up Trey Hendrickson. The people on our team hated Trey Hendrickson, as they did not think he was good. They were wrong as a talent evaluator.
So that was an evaluation, not a cap.
That was an evaluation.
That's what the COVID year kind of really. Yep.
But if Trey would have come to the Saints and like, I'll sign a 4 year, $40 million deal. Like I'll take less to say, the Saints would not have given him that. They did not think he was a good player. They were just wrong.
That's horrible that they didn't think ever. I don't know a soul who thought he was a bad player.
To
be fair, we had him here for 4 years
four.
And he was good for.
The investment started to mature. And
well, we also, because we had drafted Davenport, we chose Davenport over him, and yeah, we see how that worked out.
So there you go.
Yikes! Poor
talent evaluation. That's on the coaches. All right. So what move? You're the GM now. What are one of the bigger moves that you can free up like $10 to $15 million in one?
Just to be fair, we're only talking about players. We can't fire coaches, right?
Correct. Well, you can fire coaches, but I don't think it affects the cap. I think your lowest hanging fruit for like your big 10 plus million is Ramchak. You want to go with Cam Jordan again? You want to extend him and pay him till he's 55?
Until just now, I didn't realize that Ryan Ramchak does have the highest cap hit for next
16.2, something like that.
Cap hit 27.
Oh, the cap hit. Yeah, but his actual this yearly salary is 16 something. Yeah.
Yes, just under 17.
So, question: if he retires, what do we do? Like,
the
if you retire,
him his guaranteed money,
which is that 27 million.
His dead, it was dead cap this year is 28 million, just under 29 million is what his dead cap number is.
So, you he's one that you're going to pay after he retires
for sure. I mean, and to be fair, if I don't think Ryan Ramczyk's going to, if Ryan Ramczyk retired, I mean, he would do some sort of restructure to make it easier on the Saints.
Right.
But if him just deciding, I'm not going to restructure, I don't care that I've become less player, I don't care if I've been injured, you sign this contract, he'd really hold the Saints' hand. And that's where it kind of becomes a decision where I think the Saints would be forced to cut him and just eat that money. Like, I don't think, I mean, or have faith that he's going to come back healthy.
Do you think he, right? Because, I mean, even if you were to do a restructure and save like $11 million, what are you, what, so does that still leave $11 million on the cap for him?
According to Spot Rack, you could only save $6.5 million by restructuring his contract.
Yep.
Oh, well, I've got a ESPN source saying a full restructure would save 11.8.
I think it's, no, it says 11. It takes him down to 6.1 or 6.2 million. You can,
it
you
takes
can
him take to his, 6.1, but
you can take his salary to just to six to save you like almost 11 million.
Okay. Yeah. So save 11.8. All right. So is he worth 6 million with his busted up knee?
100. Well, you have to hope that you do that again. Yeah. You're trying to kick that 20 yeah. million we owe him down another couple years and divide it yeah. over another couple years.
So yeah, are you right? Are you taking that 11 million and you're spreading it out so it's 5 million over the next 2 years or something?
Yeah. If he yeah, it's, I don't know how big of a pay cut he's going to be willing to take as much as restructure and extend.
The only cut he's taking is to the knee for surgery.
The thing with the Ryan Ramczyk problem is, I mean, everything we've heard the last 2 years is his problem with his knee is a degenerative problem. And it's so like, let's just go and say it, that's not getting better.
Oh, no, you didn't know.
Right. I mean, like
at best you can like stall the damage yeah. that's been done, but there's no reversing the damage that's been done.
Hey, Jason's muted and talking, guys, just so everybody knows. He's talking away. Just, and he made a great point though.
I had to make sure that I was on brand, you know. I mean, that's what I do. I mean, it's 50-50 that Ramczyk may fucking retire.
Right. Like,
there's a good chance he's played his last game as a Saint, unfortunately. But and so then we're going to take, you know, he'll retire, and then however that hit will work.
I got to believe that no matter what, like if he's going to choose to retire, then he's going to work with the team to make it the best situation possible.
I believe that Ryan Ramczyk's already either said flat out or made a good hand up, but that he's not retiring. He plans on doing some different things to try to help his knee. I mean, I don't know, that's stem cells or going to the German doctor that helped Kobe and Dirk and everybody or what he's doing. But I mean, he doesn't sound like, I mean,
then let's restructure. Let's spread him out over the next 3 years.
I think you've got to.
Yeah. And I think you've got to.
It's one of the biggest savings that you can create. I mean, and you're chipping away at this 30 million. It'd be nice to have like a third of it in one contract. The next one could be, now here's the risky one I'm going to ask you all about, is Cam Jordan. He is going to be 35 going into the season. He did come off of a difficult season where he only had 2 sacks. He's first time he's actually missed games due to injuries besides COVID a couple years ago. And he's right now his cap hits 27 million. That's the second highest on the team.
Well, that's not going to stick. We're going to add some ghost and void years.
Right. He's got a $6.7 million roster bonus due this year, and he's got a $6.3 million base. So you could convert that base and roster bonus to a signing bonus and save $13.8 million. Do you do it? And you're spreading that $13.8 over the next 5 years, and you're paying Cam Jordan a pension.
I mean, he is an all-time Saint. So
it's when you're in the Ring of Honor, you get paid for life. I mean, 13.8 divided by 5. I don't know what else he already has.
So he's already got two void years up to 2027.
Okay.
And that takes it to that. So I mean, he's 38 at that point.
There's no way they're not restructuring Cam's deal. There's no way they're not doing it.
But I mean, are you willing to sacrifice $3 million off of your cap for the next 5 years in order to save $13 million this year with Cam Jordan? That's the impact.
I think we've got to.
Oh, yeah. But does it sit well with you? I mean, I know you have to, but like, is this a, how hard is this pill to swallow for you?
I mean, it just is what it is. I mean, he's going to be on the team and you can take his $23.3 million down to 12 or 13. And then you hope that this cap goes up again, another $30 million next year, which makes it easier to
right. Then
eat some of it.
Yeah. It's a percent of your cap.
Right.
Okay. So we've already got, now we've saved 11.8. We've saved 13.8. That's 24, 25 million. And you said we needed to save, what was it, 27 million? So 32. You only,
So 32, we're over the cap by 32, okay. 32. Million at the moment.
All right, so yeah. We need another 12 million. So let's look at DeMario Davis. He's going to be 35 this season. And I think some of you have made comments about his quality of play may have diminished a little bit this year.
So he already has three void years after this season. So 25, 26, and 27 are currently void years on DeMario Davis' contract.
I think there's a couple of players, like I think DeMario, Ryan Ramczyk, and probably Taysom Hill are players that you go to and talk to about pay cuts, not just restructure, push money. Cause I think that there's, you're going to be in a position to where if one of these guys isn't going to do that, we're going to be in a position where we can cut somebody and eat some dead cap right now this year. The Saints had a way to get cap compliant without even touching Derek Carr's deal. So, I mean, the Derek Carr puts us, I mean, we have the ability to get 30, 33 million under, like, to actually have money to spend.
And if you cut Jameis Winston and Michael Thomas after June 1st, you got 1.2 million each. That's 2.5 million right there.
I don't think you can cut.
I'm sorry, release Winston. Mike, release Winston. He's a free agent. Release them.
Yeah.
It's a post June 1 cut.
Yeah, Jameis Winston is under contract. Well, his free agency is 2025, Jameis Winston. So,
what's he under contract for?
His
this year?
Recent restructure.
Mike Thomas is going to be $18.1 million in dead cap.
Yeah, but if Thomas is designated as a post June 1 cut, we get his $1.2 million base back.
Well, yeah, but we'll have to spread his cap it over the next two, right?
You save 1.2 in the process.
Yeah.
I mean, all right.
Jameis Winston.
I mean,
has
if you want
to
nickel and dime where
6.
You don't have to deal with the DeMario Davis stuff, I mean, I'm okay with spreading the Cam Jordan over the 5 years because it's $3 million a year. But with DeMario Davis, he's already got 3 years. You'd have to, in order to get that $8 million in savings, you'd have to add a void year. Now you're paying DeMario Davis another 4 years as well.
See, and this is where all the cap things come up, right. It's like, yeah, we can make it but work, you, but goddamn, you're doing these things where like we're having to restructure guys that we really shouldn't be doing. Like if it was a 27 year old yes, I'm perfectly fine with massaging it and doing all that shit, but for a guy who's 35, 36, like we're just forced to do that now, and that's kind of the limitations that nobody wants to talk about.
That's the point. The point is, if you can use all the other options so you don't have to do that with DeMario Davis and you're limiting to where you're only having to do it with Cam Jordan.
Right.
So you go and yeah, like, you know, at the end of the day, if I'm playing fantasy GM, I already know I'm not walking into next year with Jameis Winston or Michael Thomas on this roster. And so that's $2.4 million that goes towards not having to restructure DeMario Davis. Now I agree with Wesley. Let's look at Taysom Hill for a pay cut.
I just want to say that we started this conversation like on me and Jason kind of on two different things about pushing money into the future and dead money being good or bad. I think the thing that we need to accept is the Saints don't look at it as bad. So like when we're debating, like, should we restructure? Should we push them? The Saints are going to say yes. They don't care. Like, yes, it's a zero. It's a 0% interest loan that I can pay next year or 2 years. I don't care if the guy's 40 years old. I don't care if he plays on our team. I've either got to pay him this year or I've got to pay him next year. What? Sure. Why? I want to pay him next year and I want to pay him the year after that. I think that, again, it's just a difference in velocity. We're kind of debating whether or not we should do it. The Saints are going to do it to everybody, probably. I mean, that's what's happened the last few years is we've asked some people to take pay cuts and stay. Some people have. Some people have restructured weird deals with bonuses and all, which we didn't expect. And then the rest of people get restructured. It's just par for the course because they don't. Like, they're like, I've got to pay you 20. I don't care if you're good this year, good next year, bad next year. Like, I've got to pay you that money. So I'm going to take as long as possible to pay it to you. I mean, again, whether we can debate all day whether we agree or disagree with that, but to say like whether or not they're going to restructure them, they're restructuring them all.
Yeah, right. They are.
Or
they
trading are, or cutting them.
They're definitely.
Well, so then if that's the right. So in the intro, I did say that we're trying to see what you think the Saints will do versus what you would do if you were the GM. So Jason, as a GM, would look for all options before extending to void years, where Wesley, it sounds like you agree more that it's okay to do that.
I just think the Saints are going to do it. I also think it's okay to do it. I also think that if we have the ability to go ahead and get rid of somebody that we don't think is going to be good, I'd rather have a cheap rookie or a cheap player that might be good rather than an old player that we know is not going to be good. And I'm with some of this stuff of if Lattimore gets traded, which I think is going to happen. And I think Dennis Allen is doing things to make sure this is his team moving forward. Is this a time where I can say that if there's a surprise cut, who it would be?
Who?
I wouldn't be surprised if Alvin Kamara gets cut, released. I don't think you can trade him. I think his salary's too bad.
You could trade him and save $1.5 million.
Nobody's trading for his $11 million salary.
Trade him would free up his $10 million base and 1.6 in bonuses, but would only save $1.5 million against the cap.
It wouldn't help us too much.
Nobody
else is going to take on that salary. I don't think.
But if you cut him, what happens?
You pay him $15 million, whatever it is we owe him.
Well, then why not keep him for $15 million?
Because he may not be a fan of our coaching staff. He may not be a fan of our quarterback. He may not. I mean, he's clearly
a whole new coaching staff, and a lot of the coaching a lot of the offensive coaching decisions looks like a significant investment in the run game.
I'm just saying, if I was predicting that something, I don't think this is greater than 50% chance, but if I was trying to throw out a surprise cut, I think he's going to be one of the last restructures. Now watch, we're going to restructure him tomorrow, so I can be completely wrong. He seems like somebody, if we're keeping him, would be the first restructure. Like, it just makes sense with him.
The catch to a restructure, though, is it really does put you in a 2025 conundrum, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yep.
Because then, if you're having this conversation now about him, what do you think the conversation is going to look like?
If Kendre Miller would have been healthy this year, I would be like sitting here going, he's getting cut. Alvin Kamara's getting cut. Kendre Miller didn't show shit. You really do have to go find a starting running back because Jamal Williams wasn't good either.
I don't see Kamara keeping Kamara.
But I think that we have three running backs who all aren't starters anymore right now.
Yeah. If we're going down the surprise cut route, I'm just looking at the contracts now. So I think Taysom Hill's got to be on that list as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't either. But you know, if we're going down the surprise cut route, looking at what he's got owed to him, he's got to be somebody who's on that list of surprise cuts as well. Now, I happen to think that the new coaching staff are going to find a lot more use for him than the previous coaching staff, and I think he could have a really good season, you know. I mean, that type of offense that the 49ers have been running that Kubiak's been a part of, having that gadget player. The offense is full of gadget players.
Well, also, I mean, to me, like, Taysom Hill is actually, when you factor in everything that he does, he's actually good value. If you factor in, you know, part-time quarterback,
he's
part-time,
football player
part-time
in the league,
running
Jason.
Back, part-time receiver, part-time tight end, you factor what you would have to pay to get four guys and you have him as one player, I think his contract's a fucking steal.
He led all of our players in total touchdowns besides, you know, for the last three seasons, besides the quarterbacks, you know, count their passing touchdowns. He is the scoring leader for the Saints. And you probably, you might not have to cut him, but get like, you take Cesar Ruiz, you could convert him to a signing bonus.
Would you guys, my general feeling is that the Saints are going to have, they're going to have enough room to make one quote unquote splash play or big signing. I can't imagine anybody wants it to be anywhere else besides defensive end or offensive line. If we're going to spend $20 million a year on somebody, you want a pass rusher or you want a blocker?
I mean, or
give me the pass rusher.
I would definitely say the pass rusher. I was definitely thinking defensive line for sure, whether it's pass rusher, tackle. But again, you know, with, hey, the cap went up. Hey, the Saints have an extra $10 million. I didn't think, but so does every other NFL team.
Yeah.
So that does get factored in too. Yeah, it's not just us. Every other team has an extra $10 million now. Now, look, there's a lot of teams that don't spend the money that we spend. So at least we're willing to do that. But yeah, I mean, it's.
But also, you got to go make enough restructure. I said in the beginning, I forgot about that. Like, that $32 million just gets us even. We've got to go below. Like, we got to go down that
to sign a
draft and that free agent. So all of these moves might have to happen.
Again, that's just the whole flexibility thing of it. It's like, yeah, we can make it all work, but then we're like, all right, we need $7 million to sign our draft picks. We need.
And it's still. But
any splashy free agent we sign will have a cap hit of about 35 cents in year one, right? That's what they do.
That is what they do.
We'll pay him later.
Yep. Oh, you want a $35 million bonus check? Gail, sign it. All right. Oh, I do declare.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. That's a big bonus. A lot of zeros.
Yeah. I mean, the $32 million is, and the funny thing, it's tiddlywinks for, the Saints front office. And like Wesley said, it's the people.
That's a reference from like the 70s.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what tiddlywinks is.
See this guy, nobody cares. I mean, you're right. The key is, right, all the people who are saying we're in cap hell, that there's no chance, all these naysayers are the people who still have yet to realize what Wesley was pointing out, in that the Saints are perfectly fine paying people for their retirement. And as long as the Saints are fine doing that, we are not in jeopardy. So all in all, it's honestly, this is one of the least stressful off seasons that you should have as a Saints fan, because we're in such a great shape with a measly $32 million left to get even. And then another, what, $10 million to, or $7 million to free up to sign your draft picks. And then, like you said, you can get whatever free agent you want, because it ain't going to cost you shit. That's the best. And they're not the only team doing this nowadays. So the Saints created the model, and you've got other teams that are starting to mimic it, which actually means over the course of time, the more teams that start to adopt this model actually levels the playing field more. Because the one thing you might argue if the Saints employing this strategy is that, well, we, even though the cap's 255, we are really only playing with 245 because we've got $10 million that we're paying in void contracts, where all the other teams are playing with 255. The more teams that employ the strategy, we're all playing with 245. And then you back to parity. Back to parity. Back to life. So I encourage this behavior, and I encourage all front offices to do it. We're just ahead of the curve. We've perfected it.
Yeah,
I know, hit it right.
It is wild that other teams aren't doing exactly what we're doing because we've been able to make it work. And people are like, ah, fuck it. It's like, well, I mean,
it's a philosophy.
The cap allows it. We definitely need to draft better and scout better.
All right. Any final thoughts?
I got one.
I was going to say, is this the year that, clearly the Saints have to understand that they need more young players on low salaries still. And so should this be the first year that someone in the Saints office brings up trading back and maybe having two picks in the top 80 instead of one?
That's what I want.
Great for a future episode.
We're 14 and 45 at the moment.
Well, okay, so a third pick in the top 80?
Yeah, third pick.
Trade back from 14 to like 30 and 60? I mean, whatever that...
Oh, shit. If we went back from 14 to even like...
Wait, you mean you're not 20... giving everything up to get Jaden Daniels?
I mean, if we move back from 14 to even like 23, like we could probably get the 37th pick or something like that. We can get another early second round pick for sure. So we could have a late first.
Three in the top 50 would be incredible.
That's what we need. Will we draft well? Who knows?
The more, it's like buying more lottery tickets. At least the more you pick, the more chances you have that you'll get a hit.
Especially the way we've drafted.
Hey. Don't worry, you'll soon know all about the prospects when me and Wesley start posting our daily mock draft.
Oh, no.
Yeah, can't wait. Are y'all going to do the mock draft again this year like you did last year?
Yeah.
You need to.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe multiples.
Ooh.
Yeah, for sure.
The more you do, the more likely you're going to be able to say that you're right. You were right.
Jason definitely wants to take part this year. 100% he wants to take part.
We'll stick with the Dome Patrol After Darks.
Yeah, y'all can have the mock drafts. We'll do the After Dark. That's fine. I'm fine with that. I will give up my mock draft spot.
I yield my time to the gentleman from England. All right, other final thoughts?
So apparently Peter King retired, longtime NFL writer for SI. All the tributes started coming out, and I'm just like, Peter King can eat a bag of dicks. He was the one guy who just slurped up everything the NFL was saying during Bounty Gate, even though the facts said otherwise. So fuck Peter King. He can go fuck himself. He also blocked me on Twitter, so fuck him.
Who the fuck is that guy? Who the fuck is that?
He's not the only one to have blocked you on Twitter.
No.
Yep.
It's a bunch of dicks that blocked me on Twitter.
All right. James, final thought. Jason still gave him his final thought, right, James?
Yeah, I've got nothing. I can't top that.
All right.
Not the line, he can eat a bag of dicks. I can't top that.
That's all the show we have for you then. Let's thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. You can follow us on all socials. Just search for Dome Patrol podcast. And then don't forget, subscribe on your podcast app. Give each episode a 5-star rating, comment, set up auto download so you can listen to the Dome Patrol podcast anytime, anywhere. Say bye-bye, y'all.
Bye-bye, cap space donkeys.
The Dome Patrol podcast is the official Saints podcast of the Fans First Sports Network.